Listening Library presents Skyborne, Thrones and Bones, Book 3, by Lou Anders. Read for you by Fabio Tassone. Publisher's note. This program includes two maps, the Rules of Queen's Champion and the Thecan Timeline, which can be viewed by opening the accompanying PDF file on any PC or Mac computer. Chapter 1. The One Truth. The javelin flew with lethal speed, a long, thin messenger of death in an otherwise blue sky. It was fast, but Cyrena struck even faster. The young girl's blade sliced the wooden shaft in half. The two pieces clattered on the polished marble squares of the courtyard. Then everything was still, except for the noise of waves crashing on rocks far below, the beating of hearts, and the rushing of blood. "Well done," her opponent said. Cyrena narrowed her brown eyes. "Of course it was," she replied. "Compliments are a waste of breath. You tell me nothing I don't already know." Her opponent nodded grimly and drew her sword. She was close to Cyrena in size and age. Both wore bronze breastplates molded to the contours of their torsos above tunics hung with strips of black leather. Both carried shields, while their heads were protected by bronze helmets with proud black plumes. "Is your mind as sharp as your weapon?" Cyrena's opponent charged as she spoke, sandals pounding on the smooth stone of the courtyard. "What is the one truth?" the soldier asked. Cyrena shifted her own stance to meet the assault. "War is the mother of all," she replied, catching the blade on her own. With a twist of the wrist, Cyrena opened the soldier's guard, driving her shield hard into the armored breastplate. Stunned by the blow, the soldier fell to the ground. Cyrena pointed the tip of her sword at the girl's throat. "I yield," her opponent said. Cyrena hesitated before withdrawing her blade. "You yield?" she said. The word was like dung in her mouth. She would never speak it herself. Cyrena didn't spare the fallen girl another glance. She adjusted her grip on her pelter, the distinctive crescent-shaped half-shield of Calderan soldiers. The hot sun beat down on her as she squared her small but muscled shoulders. She gazed for a moment at the bright stone columns of the twin palaces, where they gleamed in the noonday sun. But she didn't look to the stands, where her audience of one watched. Then Cyrena advanced to the next challenge. "What is Damnamenaeus's theorem?" A harder question from a tougher warrior. This opponent was taller than Cyrena and older than her own 12 years. She would not be so easily bested.
"The square of the hypotenuse," replied Cyrena, as she swung her blade at the patch of bare neck between the woman's helmet and armored torso,
"matches the total of the squares of the other two sides."
"Correct," the woman said, stepping out of Cyrena's reach and bringing her own sword around in a sweeping arc. Cyrena dropped to the ground and rolled under the woman's attack. Then she came to one knee and drove her sword between the black leather straps of the soldier's tunic and into her thigh.
"I know it's correct," Cyrena said. "I don't need you to tell me that. I only require that you fall."
Admirably, the woman did not cry out as her leg collapsed. Better yet, she did not waste words spinning flattery or admitting defeat. She lay still, appraising Cyrena with hard eyes. "Good," Cyrena thought. "She is a proper soldier. I shall remember this one when I am a queen. She should be promoted, but not too high."
"Describe Metarchus's thoughts on justice," the third opponent asked.
Cyrena turned just in time to avoid a searing bolt of flame. She leapt aside, landing in a crouch.
Nothing is straighter than that which is straight. Nothing is juster than that which is just.
Cyrena stayed low, racing under the long fire lance and tackling the soldier around the legs. They went down together, but only Cyrena stood up. She could not deny that she was proud of her performance. Philosophy, mathematics, combat. She had mastered them all, but the day was not yet won. Almost. The cliffside courtyard was laid out in a grid of 8x8 squares, with opponents waiting on alternating rows. It was a giant game board for deadly play. Cyrena had advanced past the midpoint now, and had only one challenge remaining.
Who said, "There is nothing eternal except for change?" the last soldier asked. Lanera the playwright, in her first tragedy, Cyrena replied.
She disarmed the woman in two moves, stabbed her through the shoulder with a third.
But she was a fool.
Cyrena looked to the stands now, to her single observer. She called across the intervening space.
Caldera is eternal. Theka is eternal. We make it so.
The sound of clapping rang out over the hilltop.
Bravo! Queen Melantha shouted. Bravo!
Cyrena sheathed her sword, then removed her helmet and shook out her long black hair. She moved to join her aunt, the Land Queen of Caldera.
Your mind and your body are in top form, Melantha said. You will make a fine champion this day, and a finer queen when the time comes. Your mother would have been proud.
Cyrena nodded, her cheeks reddening from something other than the hot sun. She might refuse compliments from an inferior, but the praise of her aunt she would accept.
We will crown you champion properly tonight, then, she said. But let's take refreshment together now.
Cyrena smiled. So much that she had always wanted was hers now. But her pleasure was to prove short-lived.
Perhaps I will join you in that celebration, said a newcomer. Though we'll raise our cups to something other than what you have in mind.
Queen Zalthia, the Sky Queen, stepped out from between marble columns. Together, Zalthia the Sky Queen and Melantha the Land Queen ruled the island continent of Theka. One commanded the forces of the ground, and the other the forces of the air.
Good fortune to you, Zalthia, said Melantha. If you had come just 5 minutes earlier, you wouldn't have missed my niece's performance.
It hardly matters, said the Sky Queen dismissively. Something far more important has occurred.
Cyrena glared at the co-monarch. What could be more important than her life's goal? Ever since her own mother's death, her aunt had groomed her for this day and all the days to follow. Ignoring the angry eyes of the young girl, Zalthia turned to the Land Queen.
They've found it, she said.
Melantha didn't understand what the Sky Queen meant at first, but Cyrena did. She knew exactly what it was. The knowledge descended on her like a boulder dropped from a tower.
The Horn of Osius, she whispered.
Yes, said Zalthia. The Horn of Osius has been recovered. Our empire is secure.
She turned to Cyrena.
Or it will be, if you do your part correctly.
My part?
You are the closest in blood, the Sky Queen said. I don't know anything about the Horn, Cyrena protested. I'm a soldier. I'm the Queen's champion. I'm going to be...
Not anymore, interrupted Zalthia. My needs, our needs, are more important. You will leave your aunt's side and take your place by mine.
No, protested Cyrena.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?